High school basketball is on the air. Berman's Health Shop, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present the following high school basketball game.
Front rim no good, but nobody boxed him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board.
Good hustle underneath the basket, up for two.
Today's game is between the Chester Charter for the Arts Sabres and the Sun Valley Vanguards. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And welcome to Aston. Good Saturday afternoon. Dave Berman and the gang with you. It's a non-league boys basketball affair. The Chester Charter School for the Arts Sabres, second year in existence with a record of 5-2, taking on the undefeated fourth-ranked team in the state of Pennsylvania at the 5A level. Sun Valley, the Vanguards, are 7-0. Their head coach, Steve Maloney, fifth year, 44-56. Donnie Dodds, year number two for Chester Charter, his lifetime record, 13-16. Again, 5-2 this year. And Andrew Kaufman is, real quick here, with Coach Dodds, graduated from St. James High School, 1978. He is a Chester legend. Don't get nervous, Andrew.
Coach Dodds, you guys are going up against the undefeated Sun Valley Vanguards. What do you guys want to do tonight?
Well, we have a tough task ahead of us. Obviously, Sun Valley is a very good basketball team, senior-laden team with a lot of experience. So we're just going to go out and play hard, try to take care of the basketball, and see where things go.
How are you going to defend their star player,
Vinny D'Angelo?
Well, Vinny's a very good basketball player, so it's tough to stop him. So what we hope to do is contain him as best we can, and we'll probably send a couple people at him and put some different people on him to try to defend him as best as we can.
Now, Donnie, can I throw some stuff at him? Okay, you're playing without your top scorer, Jamai Evans, one of the best players in southeastern PA. Shoulder injury, tell us when he can come back.
Well, Jamai, our last game, which was a couple nights ago, fell on the floor, and he thought his shoulder popped out of the socket. We went for x-rays. Everything says that the shoulder was back in. It's in good shape. So he has a shoulder sprain. He'll be out probably for another week or so. We're going to miss Jamai a lot. But, you know, as we want to build our program into one of the best programs in the state, it's the next man up. And so that's our philosophy on today's
game. Yeah, I saw some good kids in the junior varsity, too. And the other night he was injured. You guys were, like, tied in the fourth quarter against New Foundation, and the younger kids pulled out the victory.
We did. We played really good coming down the stretch without Jamai, especially without Jamai. We took care of the basketball and ended up, I believe, a 12-point win. So we were excited about that, the young kids stepping up. But, again, we have a couple sophomore guards that need to step up and take care of the basketball, and I think we'll be okay.
Assistant coach is Buzzy Wood, formerly at Chichester, an absolute legend. He's also a string band, plays a string band, right? And Temple, great. Chester High, great. 83 state champ, Darren Pearsall.
Absolutely. We have a heck of a staff, really doing a great job with the kids. We're just excited about the prospects. And obviously today, you know, against a very good Sun Valley team, we have our work cut out for us, but we're excited.
And Donnie, also real quick here, you're a single-A school, but you're playing a lot of 4, 5, 6A teams.
Right. Well, you know, as a staff, we sat down, and we think that's the only way we're going to get better. We need to play better basketball teams and better programs for us to get to that level. So, you know, that was our thinking about that.
All right, Andrew, any questions for you to close it
Nothing
out?
Nothing more from me. Good luck today, Coach.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, Donnie Dodds, unbelievable. Great job again. Very smooth.
Good luck, Coach.
Good luck,
He was one of the greatest ever in Chester. You remember him, Pete, back in the day? Remember old St. James High School? Unbelievable. So, again, it's the pregame show. We'll be back. Let's take a break here and catch our breath. We're at Sun Valley High School and Aston Boys Basketball, Chester Charter against Sun Valley on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Sun Valley boys high school basketball against the Chester Charter School of the Arts. It's going to be a very interesting game here today. Sun Valley, what a job. 7-0 start, their best in a long, long time. They're ranked fourth in the state, 5A. There's six classes in Pennsylvania. Six is the top division. Highest enrollment down to 5A. Sun Valley fourth in the state in 5A. They do return four starters from a team last year that went 19-8 before losing to York County powerhouse Northeastern. Close ball game, very intense out in York in the first round of the PIAA 5A state tournament. Head coach Steve Maloney, he's about as intense as Donnie Dodds, obviously younger than Coach Dodds, but Steve is in year number five. His record is 44-56. He has built this program back. Before Coach Maloney got here to Sun Valley High School, by the way, Steve is a grad of Sun Valley back in 2002. Before Steve got here, 2014-15, for an 11-year period, the program was just 32 wins and 167 losses, and 19-8 last year, and here we are 7-0 this year, and it helps to have grizzled seniors on the team. But they have a lot of younger guys, some younger guys, Sun Valley, that are good in the program too. Pete.
Yeah, Dave, when we did the game last February here in this gym, we commented about this team. They had some really good juniors. And, of course, with Vinny D'Angelo coming back, we knew that this squad this season would be good. They're 7-0, and they didn't disappoint us.
Great experience last year. We also did the District 1 playoff game when Sun Valley played at Chester and gave the Clippers all they could handle. I think you were there for that one,
Pete. I was there, yes.
Yeah, and D'Angelo scored 29 points in that game at Chester, which is the second most points ever scored by an opponent against Chester at Chester High School's gym. And that's and you're going to love watching him play. Mike, I know you're ready to rock and roll, and hopefully, you know, the crowds here at Sun Valley, hopefully they'll get bigger as the year goes on, because they're just not used to winning around here consistently.
Well, first of all, everybody out there, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. I mean, we got a big week coming up for a lot of people. Of course, you think it'd be a great Saturday to come out and see a game if your shopping is done and if you got your act together for Christmas. Otherwise, you're in a panic, so you're not going to go to a high school basketball game. But the bottom line is, you know, we saw a terrific game a few days ago over at Chester between Chester and Reading. One of the more exciting games I've seen in or out of the playoffs. It was just a great game, great enthusiasm. You know, and I really expect a very similarly well-played game here. You got two very good teams. You know, the classification concept that Chester Charter for the Arts is a 1A team, as a 1A team, it's just based on student population. So it's certainly conceivable that you can be competitive up in 3 and 4A with a 1A school, and that's what Chester Charter is looking for. Sun Valley, they knew last year they had a good team. They knew they'd have a good team this year. They are certainly living up to their expectation. I'm very excited to see this, and we could easily see both these teams, Charter for the Arts in the playoffs, but the way Sun Valley is playing, I don't think there's, unless they have a complete collapse, they're going to be terrific. And I want to remind people, we have a full schedule on our page week to week of every high school basketball game, boys game in the Delaware County area. Get out and see a game. It's $5. There's refreshments. You know, you can buy pizza slices, that kind of stuff. It's a great day to watch a game. It's free parking. It's around your neighborhood. You know, go watch a game. Catch some of this action. It's terrific. You'll enjoy it. It's well worth the bucks.
Quality sound, too, Micah. You're doing a great job. And Andrew is learning day in and day out here. Our newcomer to the broadcast crew, right, Andrew? You're loving it here.
Yeah, I am.
Working your way up.
That was a sign of commitment.
There you go.
And Andrew's got a little different. He's got to work a hand mic because that's what he uses in interviews. So the way we did that is we wired the hand mic. So when Dave starts talking to him and he's not expecting to come up with an answer, that hand mic is anywhere near him. So
I love it, though, Mike. And I really appreciate it. And our sponsorship. Our signature sponsor is Marty at Berman's Health Shop.
Yeah, but check it out. I mean, this thing, we don't use taxpayers' dollars. The school, we don't charge the schools a fee. We don't charge our listeners anything to listen to the games, either live or on archive. We certainly don't charge to access our webpage. And we will be hitting 1 million hits. That's in 6 years, we'll have 1 million hits. That's a lot of basketball fans to check back with us, and we love it, of course. But the bottom line is that our sponsors are the ones that make it happen. It costs a couple of grand to run this website every year, and somebody's got to kick in the money, because my wife told me years ago she doesn't mind that she doesn't see me for 3 weeks at a time, but she's certainly not going to pay for it.
Well,
so,
yeah, next couple weeks you're going to be off a little bit.
Yeah, I'll be off a little bit, but, you know, I'm coming off the football season as well with Strathaven.
Another great story here is the young man, 11th year, 12th year now, as public address announcer, Jake McGovern, and what a story that is. He's in a wheelchair, and he's a legend here already. He's only 27 years old.
Yeah, he's been here for a long, well, you said, what, 13 years?
12 years. So he started as a teenager here. So we'll take a break here. We're getting ready for the starting lineups and our national anthem. It's Sun Valley and Chester. Sun Valley, of course, a Delaware County team, but they play in the Chesmont. Chester Charter School for the Arts on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Chester Charter School for the Arts, independent. They're 5-2. And Donnie Dodds, year number 2, Sun Valley of the Chesmont. Very tough class. Sun Valley, the Vanguards, are 7-0. Steve Maloney, 5th year. 44-56 in the junior varsity game. Chester Charter won it over Sun Valley, 52-43. Starting lineups for the visiting Sabres of Chester Charter: number 11, a 5'9" sophomore, Devon Stovall; number 20, 6'2" junior, Damir Baez. He's an absolute beast under the basket, rebounds galore. Number 24, a 6-foot sophomore, Bruce Rogers. Number 30, Devontae Morris, 6'3" senior, one of just two seniors on this Chester roster. And 6'9" junior, number 32, Tyler Howard for Sun Valley. Number 10, Lance Stone, a 6-foot senior. Tough kid, football player, really good football player. Number 14, Vinny D'Angelo, 6'2" senior. Number 24, Isaac Kennan, 6'3" senior. Number 35 is Marvin Freeman, 6'4" senior. And number 2, junior, another tough football player, sets a lot of hard picks, Dom Valente. Tyler Howard, mentioned him for Chester Charter. Tyler Howard, 6'9" junior. Father Galen Howard was the starting center on the 1989 Chester Clippers boys high school basketball state championship team that beat Pittsburgh Brashears. So great bloodlines in this game. Now, also, there's a kid that Sun Valley is going to be building around for the future. He's a 6'6" freshman, number 11, Nick Gian. I'm going to have to say... Now, it looks like a Greek name here, guys.
Yeah,
Gian Kapolis.
Well, it's
Gian Kapolis.
I think it's an L, I think, so it's Glenna Kapolis.
So there you go. Nick Gianna Kapolis. We'll get to that as a time. Maybe I'll just call Nick G.
Nick G. No, I would do Nick G during the broadcast.
The Greek freak.
Okay, we're going to the national anthem.
Thank you.
First ever meeting between these two programs. Sun Valley's been around a long, long time, and Chester Charter School for the Arts, year number two. Both members, of course, PIAA, Sun Valley 5A, fourth in the state, record of 7-0. Chester is single A. So, I guess we can call the 6'6" ninth grader instead of being blocked in there by Gian Capolis. So just Nick G, is that okay, Mike? Or?
Nicky G.
Nicky G.
All right, well, I'll say Nick, Nicky, but it's spelled G-I-A.
Is it I or L?
G-I.
It is G-I.
G-I-A-N-A-K-O-P-O-U-L-O-S. So the opening tip will be Chester Charter, by the way, in their black uniforms with the red and white trim. Sun Valley with the white uniforms and blue. The Vanguards, which is a?
Vanguard is a mythical bird.
There you go.
I don't know what that.
With a lion's head or an eagle's head and a lion's body.
All right, Howard against Freeman. Tap control. Here's Vinny D'Angelo. What a difference a year makes. You could see these kids from Sun Valley, from juniors to seniors, much more stronger, grizzled, moving the ball around. Man-to-man defense for Chester Charter. This is Kennan out to D'Angelo with a three. Shorts. Tyler Howard, the rebound. He's a big force in there for this young Chester Charter team, playing without their top scorer today, injured shoulder, Jamai Evans. Stovall between the circles. Zone defense, guys. And it looks like it's a 3-2. So Chester Charter is going to have had a few issues last night, or the other day, with it. Baez drives to the basket, misses the shot, tap, no good, tap again, no good, tap again, no good by Howard. Rebound, Howard battling underneath, out of bounds. It'll stay with Chester Charter. Howard again, 6'9", junior.
He towers about anybody else in that court, so it's...
Well, maybe later in the game they'll get the freshman in there, Sun Valley, Nicky G. See how he works out. Weaving the air, Stovall, three ball from the left wing corner. No good, long rebound. Out to Baez. 15-footer from the right side. No good by Devontae Morris. And the rebound to D'Angelo. Back comes Sun Valley, 7-0. D'Angelo, one of the top players in the state of Pennsylvania. Kennan, top of the key, Stone. D'Angelo is being guarded by Baez. Long three ball is good by Marvin Freeman, who obviously knows a lot of these Chester kids, and he's a very animated player. 3-0 Sun Valley. Bruce Rogers, sophomore, top of the key. 3-2 zone. Boy, I hate playing against zone defenses, but if you make shots, guys, you have a shot. Pardon the pun there. Baez, the junior, spins, pass underneath to Morris, shot around the rim, 2 points.
That was a tough shot, but he got it in there. He was just surrounded by white shirts.
Miniature Charles Barkley out there for Chester Charter, and one of the two seniors on this roster. Freeman, three ball from the corner, is no good, the right wing corner. Morris is fouled in the back, and it's going to be on. And they're going to call him Freeman. Freeman's first. 3-2, Sun Valley just underway. 5:52 to go in quarter number one from Aston. Sun Valley last year 19-8. Made it to the first round of the state tournament before losing out in York to Northeastern York. Still that 3-2 zone. Rogers looks to penetrate down low. Devontae Mars against off the glass for two against Stone. So Mars, he could be a football player if Chester Charter had a football program, but they don't. Devontae has 4-3 is the score. Sun Valley back, Freeman far wing, top of the key. Isaac Kennan, Valente, the only underclassman in the lineup. There's a three ball straight away, and it's good by Isaac Kennan.
I tell you, the Sabres are finding their holes in this zone defense.
Yeah,
They're getting into the game.
Yeah. And Sun Valley, has made a couple of threes. Baez, left baseline, off the glass, no good. Kennan the rebound, but stolen away by Chester Charter. They get it high to Rogers. Bruce driving, goes glass, no good. Rebound D'Angelo. Here comes Sun Valley left to right. It's Kennan flying back to the basket. Offensive foul, Kennan. That could have gone either way.
Yep.
Coach Maloney fired up. These are two pure Delco guys, baby.
Isaac Kennan.
Go two team fouls. on two team fouls on Sun Valley, none on Chester Charter. 4:40 to go. First quarter, 6-4 Vanguards. Sophomore with the ball is Stovall down low for Tyler Howard. Loses it out of bounds.
Sun Valley basketball.
Back to the Vanguards of Sun Valley. Here's D'Angelo in the backcourt, left to right. Sun Valley, 7-0. Freeman, Kennan, Fowline, Freeman, long three, no good. Follow D'Angelo, no. Rebound Chester Charter, it's Bruce Rogers back. Right of the key, Bruce is going to fire up a three ball. Short, no good, rebound Freeman. Here's Marvin coming back to D'Angelo. D'Angelo, good defense there by Stovall as he tries to penetrate. D'Angelo right baseline now, Freeman. Freeman out to D'Angelo, left side, Kennan. They move the ball very well. D'Angelo drives, pull-up jumper is short. Howard the rebound. Gets it to the sophomore guard, point guard Stovall. Looks to drive all the way, loses the ball. Picked up, here's Kennan. Kennan ahead of the pack, drives and lays it up and in.
Isaac Kennan.
8-4 Sun Valley.
Standing right there, make the call.
And both coaches, Donnie Dodds and Steve Maloney, fired up. There's a bad pass by Baez, looking for Valente. Valente gets it up. Kennan lays it up and in.
I was going to say, Chester Arts needs to pull a timeout. They need to get these kids settled down a little bit.
3:23 to go in the first quarter at Sun Valley 10, Chester Charter School for the Arts 4, boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Sun Valley 10, Chester Charter School for the Arts 4, 3:23 to go in quarter number one.
Yes, Dave, we have two turnovers for Sun Valley and no turnovers at all for the Charter School, the way I have it so far. Interesting thing, has Vinny D'Angelo scored yet?
Vinny has not scored, but okay. Isaac Kennan has 8 points for the Vanguards. Three ball by Marvin Freeman. 4 points to Bonte Morris. Chester.
Well, you have a 10-4 Sun Valley lead without D'Angelo scoring. If you're Sun Valley, that's a good thing because you know he's going to get his points eventually.
Sticking with that 3-2 zone, Sun Valley. Stovall, sophomore guard, far side junior. With the ball is Baez, top of the key, another sophomore. Again, a very youthful Chester Charter School team, and they are a pass underneath. Is out of bounds. Baez looking for Morris. Freeman to inbound into D'Angelo. Vinny D'Angelo of Sun Valley in the Chesmont League, 5A. Keep an eye on them throughout the rest of the year. They're on the state map this year, baby. Fourth in the state, 5A. Kennan, what an athlete he is. D'Angelo, good passing. Valente, jumper from the left wing corner. No good. Battling for that rebound. It's Sun Valley. Top of the key, D'Angelo for three. It's up. It's around. Wide to the right. Offensive rebound, Lance Stone. D'Angelo, lay it up and in.
Three offensive rebounds. You cannot give that kind of a situation to Sun Valley and expect to win this game. They have got to get that ball back.
Yes, absolutely not. 12-4 Sun Valley. Rogers right of the key. Rogers left of the key. Baez. Stovall in the corner. Baez left of the key. Stovall thought about the three. Freeman's on him, and he's very long. Rogers looks to drive to the basket. No good. Offensive rebound put up. No, but a foul. Devontae Morris to the line for Chester Charter School for the Arts, shooting two.
2 minutes left in the first quarter. It's our first free throw.
I believe it is. Yep. And Chester Charter shooting the ball much better this year from the free throw stripe. Last year, all these kids were underclassmen. This is the first senior class for the school. Chester Charter has two seniors, 12th graders on the roster. So Morris at the line, shooting two. First, back of the rim, no good.
Who had the foul on that one? Do you know, Dave?
And you know what? I'm not sure who got the foul.
Did you get the foul on that one?
I don't know either. Okay.
We've got three people trying to check fouls.
That's
we can't figure it out.
Freeman number two.
Okay.
2:09 to go in the first quarter. Jim gets quiet here at Sun Valley. Free throw good by Morris. Devontae has all five Saber points. Chester Charter down by seven. Trap, 2-1-2, Trap is on. And across the timeline, driving Stone way out high. A lot of length out there for Sun Valley. Freeman drives to the basket, shot off the glass, 2 points. Freeman. And he's saying a few words out there. He's always an energetic, fiery ball player. 1:43 to go in the first quarter. 9-point lead, Sun Valley. Baez drives to the basket, and he's going to be called for a travel.
Yep.
Okay. 6 foot, he grew 3 inches over the summer, checking into the game. 6'4 sophomore, Sean DeShields, checking in for Chester Charter School for the Arts. And did I see somebody else coming in? Or Timmy Evans. Timmy's a 6'2" sophomore. Billy Fisher, 5'11 junior and a sharpshooter, into the game for Sun Valley. He is a transfer from St. Joe's Prep. He played, well, didn't play much, but he's it's nice to have a kid transfer from a private school to the left wing corner, by the way. Here's a three ball up and good again by Isaac Kennan. 17-5 Sun Valley. Good to have a Catholic kid coming back to his hometown school. Rogers, top of the key. Sun Valley with a minute to go, up to a 12-point lead now. And they're going to have to make some shots. DeShields misses the three ball, battling for that ball. It's on the floor. Stovall is tripped up at a personal foul on Kennan. That's number two on him, I think. Valente, my bad. His first. Team's fourth. No team fouls on Chester Charter yet.
They may want to think about doing a little bit of fouling here.
Another turnover and a foul in the backcourt. There's number one on Timmy Evans. First. So Billy Fisher again talked to his parents before the game, played at St. Joe's Prep, and now back here in Aston playing for Sun Valley.
It was 23.
49. Yeah, fouls on Evans. 45 seconds ago, first quarter. D'Angelo back across the timeline, right at the key, Valente. Top of the key, Kennan. Four seniors out there. Actually, just three right now. Left wing corner, three ball up. No good. Rebound on the floor taken by Stovall. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. To Rogers. Bruce to the basket. Off the glass and a beautiful shot by Bruce. The 6 foot sophomore. 17-7 Sun Valley. D'Angelo coming back left to right for the Vanguards, leading it by 10, 13 seconds to go. Now Chester's in a 2-1-2 zone right now. Valente, far side. There's Kennan, three ball again. Got it. Isaac Kennan with three balls in the quarter, and that's a big key for them. 20-7, Sun Valley over Chester Charter School for the Arts. Back for the second quarter following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Sun Valley 20 and Chester Charter School for the Arts 7 after one quarter, boys high school basketball, and a big first quarter for the Vanguards. Isaac Kennan, the 6'3 senior, 3 trays, 2 regular 2-pointers, 13 points.
Yeah, Dave, and the thing is they got a 20-7 lead, and D'Angelo only has one basket, so it's looking really good for the Vanguards. Let's go on turnovers. We have Sun Valley with 2 and 3 turnovers for the Chester Charter School.
All right, the Sabres will have the ball, Chester Charter, to begin quarter number 2. Sun Valley staying in the zone. It's Baez spinning out to Rogers. Thought about the three, held up. Air Stovall, three ball from the left wing corner. Good by Stovall. Devon is a 5'10", check that, 5'9", sophomore. 20-10. Sun Valley by 10. Valente, Fisher, near side, Stone, Lance between the circles, Kennan. Valente can shoot. You have to take your chances. He can shoot it. He drains Valente, another three. And Dom is more of a football player out there. Sets a lot of picks, but he can shoot the ball. Baez for three. Way off. No good. Rogers saves it from going out of bounds. Nice hustle by Bruce. So that's 5 3 balls in the game already for Sun Valley, and that's obviously a part of their ammunition. Lars Stovall, NBA three, and he banks it home. And I need to go to the bank later today. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, 23-13. Stovall with six. Fisher throws it away on the far side. Well, Fisher is not really used to playing with these kids coming over from St. Joe's Prep, but he's getting used to it now. And, you know, you're only seven games. I tell you, only seven games. It goes fast. Down low for Howard. Out to Stovall. Thought about the three. Looks to penetrate off the glass. No good. Battling. It's Morris picking it up, and he looks for Howard. Ball is thrown away. Kennan comes back. Kennan stutter steps. Good defense. Bruce Rogers on him. Valente. Here's D'Angelo. They can all shoot. Sun Valley. D'Angelo between the circles. 6:20 to go. Quarter number two. Valente. Now Chester picking up the defense. Chester Charter picking up the defense a little bit more. Here's a stop. Pop. Good by D'Angelo. That's just a big time move right there. Very fundamentally sound. 25-13. Chester Charter down by 12 to the Sun Valley Vanguards. Here's Stovall again for three. He's got it again, Stovall.
Boy, they're letting him be, but they're going to have to stop doing that. Sun Valley is. He's going to punish them all day long with that shot.
Nine for Stovall in this quarter. 9-point lead, Sun Valley. Fourth-ranked 5A team in the state. As Timmy Evans ready to check back in for the Sabres. Kennan, right of the key. Kennan looking down low. D'Angelo, he's double-teamed. He's going to be called for a travel. Here's Evans back in. Now coming in is number 11 for Sun Valley, the 6'6" ninth grader. Also, Jared Owens comes in, number 23, 5'8" sophomore. I want to see how Nick Janikopoulos.
Okay.
Nick Janikopoulos, that's how you pronounce it, from the public address announcer down there. So here we go. 5:30 to go, second quarter. Stovall, down low, Morris. Morris to the basket, high off the glass. No good. Rebound. Out to Valente. So this is Marvin Freeman across the timeline. Valente taking a seat is D'Angelo. So giving some experience to some of the kids here. Sun Valley not used to playing very much. Jumper no good. And Jankopoulos taps it, the freshman, to the Chester Charter player. Now Vinny's going to come back into the game quickly. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Rogers, left of the key. Bruce, top of the key, Baez. Right side, Stovall. Top of the key, Baez. Attack, trying to attack that zone. Right wing corner, Stovall. The sophomore guard brings it out high to Rogers. Rogers, left wing corner, Baez. Baez, guarded by Nick G, and he pushes him in a foul. So Jankopoulos with the personal. And you can tell, guys, tremendous potential with that ninth grader out there.
Yeah. It's very intimidating to be playing with kids much older than yourself with more experience. Yeah.
So it's Jankopoulos.
I still like Nicky G.
Nicky G for Sun Valley. Chester Charter with the ball. Baez looks to penetrate. Off the back of the rim, no good. Freeman the rebound. Freeman the grizzled senior to D'Angelo. D'Angelo stops, top of the key. Freeman fires up another three ball and drains it again. He's got 8 points, two trays. That is a total of 6 3 balls in the game for Sun Valley. And they lead it 28-16. And Chester Charter is going to have to hope they get cold. Baez, three ball, no good. Stovall, long rebound to and he lost the ball out of bounds. Now to Shields. 6'4", sophomore Sean DeShields into the game for Chester Charter. 28-16 Sun Valley. And you can tell why they're the fourth-ranked team in the state right now, guys.
Yep.
I mean, they can shoot the ball, and they're working on their inside game also.
Well, and their 3 points have been terrific.
Yeah, a lot of length with D'Angelo Freeman. D'Angelo drives off the glass, no good. Rebound, Timmy Evans. Baez. He's only a junior for Chester Charter.
Damir. Move it.
There's Rogers, Stovall, DeShields, right wing corner. Boy, that's a tough zone defense right there. Rogers shot blocked by D'Angelo and a reach in foul on Rogers. So I think it's on Bruce.
24.
Bruce Rogers is first.
Team second. Sun Valley 5 team fouls. 28-16. Sun Valley. Chester Charter without their top scorer today. Injured shoulder, Jemai Evans. Rest up for the first of the year. Valente, top of the key. Kennan, and we've got an offensive foul on Nikki G. Jankopoulos. And Big Nick is learning day in and day out.
Team six.
That's a nice kid to build a program.
He's a freshman, right?
Yeah, he's a ninth grader. Yes, and he's big.
Can you picture him in 3 years?
Yeah, he's got some built to him.
Yeah, he does.
Rogers, Bruce, down low to, is that Baez with the turnaround jumper? Good. Lance Stone checking back into the game. 10-point lead, Sun Valley. Freeman guarded by Rogers. Top of the key, D'Angelo fires up a three ball around the rim. No. There's Nikki G with the offensive rebound, and he lays it in. Jankopoulos, guys, I'm telling you, that looked good.
Yeah, he looked great on that shot.
That is a end of a kick violation. 30-18, Sun Valley by 12. Stone back in, Lance for Sun Valley. Also back in, Billy Fisher for the Vanguards. Tyler Howard checking back in.
And for the Vanguards.
For Chester Charter.
Stone,
so Sun Valley, four of their starters are seniors. They have a lot of younger kids in the program, which will happen with winning. 19 W's last year and a trip to the state tournament. Into the lane to Baez with a left hand. No good defense, Vanguards. Here comes Isaac Kennan. Back for Sun Valley. D'Angelo out high far side. Guarded by Stovall. Spinning against Stovall. Fisher, pass, that's a kick violation on Chester.
Kick ball remains
2:07 to go, second quarter. Final DelcoHoops.com broadcast of the year, 2018, but of course we got a lot more coming for you, especially January. D'Angelo, right of the key. Between the circles, D'Angelo. 2 minutes to go, quarter number two. Sun Valley against 7-0. Chester Charter School for the Arts, 5-2. Billy Fisher, left of the key, now into the block. D'Angelo out high, Kennan, there's Fisher. Left wing corner, Freeman, long three ball is no good. D'Angelo, the rebound, flips it to Kennan, and he's fouled, going hard to the basket by Tyler Howard. Good. So it's going to be on Tyler. Oh, they called him Baez, my bad.
First
team's third. Timmy Evans ready to check back in. Good sportsmanship show by the Chester Charter kids. A hard foul there, but they picked up Kennan from the floor. 1:39 to go, second quarter. Dave Berman, Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer, and Peter Fulgenetti from Aston. And Kennan at the line shooting two. It's 13 points all in the first quarter. And this is the first. Devontae Morris back in, as is Evans. One senior out there for Chester Charter, the Sabres. Kennan again up, misses both. That's rare. Morris the rebound. Devontae to Stovall. Devon Stovall across the timeline. 30-18, 12-point lead here. Sun Valley. Evans, top of the key. Rogers. It's a tough zone to play, guys. And here's D'Angelo with the long arms and the steal. Then Vinny loses it. Out of bounds. And, Mike, we saw this kind of zone defense that Abington Heights team from Scranton played it against, similar defense against Chester High.
Very effectively.
Yes, and Bonner. in winning those games and going on to win the state championships. DeShields back into the game for the Sabres.
Well, if you can slide well with a zone and you understand your environment, it's a great defense. Very difficult to penetrate.
Very long arms there, D'Angelo.
Sean.
4-year starter, by the way, for Sun Valley. DeShields, there it is again. You have to be aware. He's only sit, and he's just, his arms are so long. No. All of us guys on press row have short arms. Here's Rogers. Now here's DeShields. A long three. No good. Timmy Evans, the rebound. A Stovall. Another three ball off that time. DeShields, the offensive rebound. No. Battling. Timmy Evans picks it up. Goes to the basket. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Chester Charter. Great
good
effort.
Good efforts for Chester Charter. I was going to say, you know, they picked up three offensive rebounds. That's what you need to do, but you got to make those shots count. You got to make them pay when you can do that.
Stovall to inbound the ball 43 seconds ago. Here is Morris to Shields out high. Rogers top of the key. Stovall far wing. Stovall to Rogers. Rogers left side to Shields. The Shields only a sophomore also guarded. Between the circles, Stovall. Stovall to Shields is going to fire up another three ball. It's too strong offensive rebound. Rogers off the glass. No good. And Chester just
as well as their rebounding, they just can't get the ball in the basket.
Six
offensive rebounds now.
Yeah, just can't find
and shots to go with them and nothing.
Just can't get it in the hole.
Chester Charter is 8 offensive rebounds.
Wow,
8
way out high to Rogers. 19 seconds ago to Shields. Coach Dodd says one shot. 15 seconds ago, second quarter, 12-point lead Sun Valley. So Chester Charter hanging in there.
Well, the good news is Chester Charter's prevented the damage from being any worse.
Rogers to the basket. Dipsy dude. No, another miss. Offensive rebound in 1 second and a foul in the backcourt by Timmy Evans, but really no harm there. It's his second personal, but 0.5 seconds to go, and Chester not in the penalty.
Not that's true, but not a worthwhile foul from the standpoint of the total fouls for the game.
So we're going to go to halftime here. D'Angelo from three-quarters court. It's the front of the rim. I don't know if that would have counted. Maybe. Nonetheless, it's Sun Valley 30 and Chester Charter School for the Arts 18. And Andrew is going to run over real quick here.
Yeah, we'll stay here and
get a word with Steve Maloney. Going to have to hustle.
Before we go to commercial
again,
break.
We are at halftime. Sun Valley 30, Chester Charter School for the Arts 18. And very, Pete, we'll go to you first and some of your thoughts.
Well, Chester Charter is controlling the boards, but unless they start making shots, it's really not going to matter. Sun Valley has controlled the game from the distance. Their three-point shooting with Marvin Freeman, Isaac Keenan, and, of course, D'Angelo has been the difference in this game. Now, they had 20 at the end of the first quarter, and they only have 30 now. So the defense of Chester has helped a little, and they're still in the ball game, but Chester has to make shots in the third quarter.
Absolutely. Back with halftime festivities again, 30-18 in favor of Sun Valley over Chester's Charter. Boys High School Basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road.
Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And welcome back to Sun Valley High School, where the score is Sun Valley Vanguards 30 and the Chester Charter for the Arts Sabres 18. And it's pretty much been a game that would reflect a 2-1 lead, I think. Oh, it's somebody just fell off the stands.
He's getting up.
He's all right. In any event, the 2-1 score pretty much reflects how this game has looked.
Well, the main thing is Chester's dominating on the boards. Sun Valley is dominating from the 3-point line, and the difference here is the 3-point line. They're making more shots. You got 18 rebounds for Chester, 10 of them or 8 of them off the offensive glass, and only 12 rebounds for Sun Valley. But if you keep making your shots for Sun Valley, that's going to be a big difference there.
Right, right. Well, listen, let's talk real quick. We're going to be taking next week off because it's mostly tournaments and vacations and stuff like that. So we're not going to do a broadcast next week. We're going to come back the first full week in January, and we will be doing a game at Garnet Valley versus Haverford. Both those teams are pretty hot. We'll be at Garnet Valley. And then after that, we are looking to get to Academy Park in Penwood. So we'll be posting those as we go along. But it's some exciting basketball coming up. We're seeing some really good teams. It should be interesting. Andrew, do you want to mention a few things on your stats?
Sun Valley, so far in the first half, they're shooting 40% from beyond. They're 6 of 15.
Okay.
While Chester Charter School of the Arts, they're shooting just 30%. They're 3 of 10 from beyond.
That's certainly not a surprise to anybody.
That's our difference in our scores, the shooting ability.
Right. So give me the top five shooters for each team.
For Chester Charter Schools, Devon Stovall has 9 points. He's 3 of 5 from beyond. If Sun Valley can shut him down in the second half, they're going to run away with this game pretty easily. And for Chester Charter School on defense, if they can stop get to Kennan out on the 3-point line, he's 3 of 5 from beyond.
Wow.
So that's been a big part of Sun Valley's offense.
And you know what, guys? They've done this with Vinny D'Angelo being very quiet in the first half. And he's going to get his points. He's averaging mid to upper 20s, and he only has
4.
Six, 4 points?
He's four got points. 4 points on the night.
If he gets anywhere near his average, this game's going to get out of control.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Well, I think that the key, you know, Chester for the Arts is doing very well in the rebound area, particularly offensive rebounds. They're really getting up multiple shots, but, boy, they are not capitalizing on them. And they're taking a lot of three-point attempts. What are the three-point attempts you have overall for Sabres, Chester?
For Chester, they've taken 10 from beyond, and they've only hit 3 on three of them.
So. And I just think, you know, they're better off trying to get in. But of course, Sun Valley's been playing the key very, very aggressively. It's been very tough for Chester to penetrate. So there's some issues. They're going to have to come in. I think there's an intimidation factor that we've got to take a look
if
at.
If Chester can find a way to get the ball down low, I think they'll really have a better chance, you know, getting back in this game. But the big question is, how can they get down low? You know?
Right. Okay, well, the teams are coming back in the court. We're going to go for a commercial break. We'll be back in just a few minutes for the second half. Stay tuned. You're listening to High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com, where high school basketball never sounded so good.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And welcome back to Sun Valley High School, where the score is Sun Valley 30. Chester Charter for the Arts is at 18. Our play-by-play guy is too busy socializing, introducing himself to most of the crowd, but Dave Berman's on his way back right now. He lost complete sense of time. He still thinks he's got 20 minutes, I guess.
That's all right. He's on break.
That's right, right.
He's on spring break.
Well, based on the union wages we have. if Chester Charter can figure out a way to make their shots and can keep Sun Valley a little bit in check, this could get to be a little bit better of a game, I think, from a scoring standpoint. Dave?
Yeah, 3 points for Dom Valente of Sun Valley, 2 for the 6'6 freshman Nick Jankopoulos, 4 for Vinny D'Angelo, 13 Isaac Kennan all in the first quarter, 8 points for Marvin Freeman. Sun Valley against 7-0, total of 30. Chester Charter, 18 points, 9 for Devon Stovall, all in the second quarter on 3 balls, 2 for Damir Baez, 2 for Bruce Rogers, and 5 for senior Devontae Morris. 30-18. As we mentioned, the Vanguards, 4th-ranked team in the state at the 5A level.
Dave, what we were talking about at halftime, Vinny D'Angelo has 4 points, and they have a 12-point lead. That doesn't sound good for Chester, because Vinny should get his second half points here.
Yeah, he's a team player, though.
Yeah.
And he will dish. And,
absolutely, you know,
Donnie's trying to put an extra guy on him, but then you're going to leave some other dudes open out there, and they're shooting the lights out with Freeman.
Freeman's been hitting the threes. And
Kennan, and then the Valente hit one. So now we begin quarter number 3. Sun Valley with the ball. Chester playing some man-to-man. Here's Freeman right side. Freeman to D'Angelo. Top of the key, Kennan. Left side, Valente. Top of the key. Down low, D'Angelo. Drives to the basket. Good enough foul. The body control by D'Angelo. Lays it up and in. And there's your first 2 points for Vinny here in the second half.
Founder 24, Bruce Rogers is second.
Bruce Rogers, personal for Chester Charter, number 2. Biggest lead of the night for the Vanguards, 14, 32-18. Or afternoon, I should say. It's afternoon, guys. Free throw good. He doesn't miss many of those. We saw that in the playoffs last year.
No, he's going to be a
15-point lead. Stovall, Rogers, down low, Devontae Morris to the basket, misses. Follow is good by Tyler Howard.
Good example of an offensive rebound and follow for the point. So that's what they need to do.
D'Angelo back right at the key. And this is good for Sun Valley playing a team that has a kid that's 6'9".
Yep.
Eventually they're going to run into some squads, Sun Valley, that have some size. There's Freeman, 3 ball right at the key. No good. Howard bats it out. Good. Well, actually, it goes to Sun Valley, 3 ball. Left wing corner, no good. And the rebound to Howard. Tyler coming back. Again, only an 11th grader. Rogers to Morris, goes to the basket, dipsy-doo, no good. Howard follows and scores. Tyler Howard with 4, 33-22, 11-point lead. for Sun Valley. 6.5 to go. Quarter number three, Valente. Left wing, Kennan for three. A line drive in and out. Lance Stone out hustles the Chester player, Chester Charter players for a rebound and a timeout. Picked up by Sun Valley. Timeout, Steve Maloney, who's very upset at, I think his team, I don't know what, but anyway, just not happy. But they have the ball, Sun Valley. 11-point lead for the Vanguard. 6.5 to go. Quarter number three on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back to the action. 6:28 to be exact, third quarter. Coach Maloney, I think, just not happy with his kids not getting the loose balls, but Stone got one there. Sun Valley ball, Pete.
Yeah, again, the turnovers are 6 for Sun Valley and 8 for Chester.
Sun Valley weaves it around. D'Angelo, right of the key. Chester Charter, 2-1-2 zone. Good Saturday afternoon. Dave Berman and the gang with you. Kennan, top of the key. Now right of the key, Freeman. Valente, far side. You can see they're kind of doubling D'Angelo. Now he's open there. And he stops, and he pops, and he hits. Five in the quarter for D'Angelo. 9 for the game. There you go, Pete.
Yeah, we knew that was going to happen.
13-point lead, Sun Valley. Here comes the Sabres. Rogers, pass deflected away, forcing it. Sun Valley picks it up to D'Angelo, and it's stolen back by Chester. Now to Devontae Mars, who drives to the basket. Offensive foul, Devontae. So he bangs into Valente. Valente is a tough little dude out there, and he pushed into Devontae.
And, you know, there was he just should have backed the ball out and taken a shot. That's the problem. Morris just being too aggressive, you know, it is basketball. You got to have some sense that you can't be banging around people.
Here comes Sun Valley back right to left with a 13-point lead, 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. D'Angelo far side, Freeman, left of the key, Kennan, to Valente, left of the key. Top of the key, Stone. Lance looking. Chester Charter picking up the defense out here, and they throw the ball away. Good save by Kennan on the baseline. And now Stone drives to the basket to D'Angelo underneath, blocked out of bounds. Good defense there in the paint by Chester. Timmy Evans coming into the game. And Devontae is coming out.
How many fouls does he have?
Who's that? Morris? Devontae?
Devontae.
Number 30? I have him for one. Shot blocked. Okay. Freeman has his shot blocked by Tyler Howard and picked up by Stovall. Chester Charter coming back. Stovall, right of the key. Top of the key, Baez for three. In and out. Timmy Evans, offensive rebound, blocked from behind. Donnie Dodds wants a foul, nothing called. D'Angelo to Freeman, drives. D'Angelo underneath the basket, flips it to Stone, left side, D'Angelo, three ball, nothing but net. Yeah, you're right here. Pete, look at that, man.
He's warming up.
Eight in the quarter, 12 for the game. Lead is up to 16, 38-22. Devon Stovall coming back for Chester. Rogers, top of the key, Baez. Rogers, Stovall, left wing corner. To Rogers, Bruce to Baez, three ball again, wide, no good. And the rebound is taken by Sun Valley. It's Kennan back, Kennan far side, Valente, drives past the Stone. You can tell they've been playing together for a long, long time. Three ball, no good. Kennan, offensive rebound, lays it up and in. 15 for Kennan, his first 2 points here since he scored 13 in the first quarter. Let's take a break. 3:54 to go. Full timeout called by Chester Charter. We're in the third quarter on DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And a technical foul called here on Donnie Dodds, who did not deserve that technical foul, by the way. He was not yelling and screaming, just talking to the ref. And then, anyway, we have 3:54 to go in the third quarter, 18-point lead Sun Valley. And he wanted an explanation from the referee, who said, I'll be with you in a second. I'll be with you in a second. And Donnie asked again, and the ref looked at him and just walked away.
Yeah.
And now the other backup ref is coming over, who's much more explaining why Donnie was given that technical foul. Mm-hmm. I can see how coaches can be frustrated at times.
And intense.
Yeah. 3:54 to go in the third quarter, and Sun Valley up by 18. So, two shots for D'Angelo here, and Sun Valley will get the ball.
And he doesn't miss.
Not much. He's having a solid, as Pete predicted, at halftime. Second half, third quarter. First is up and good. Going to be interesting to see where Vinny will be playing his college basketball.
I was just thinking that, Dave. He should go to a big-time school. He is.
Yeah.
He can handle the ball. He can shoot. He can do it all.
And
again, 12 in the quarter for Vinny, 6'2 senior. And Chester Charter down by 20. Again, a younger team. They have to stick with it here.
Well, this is going to be a lesson all the way around. But they're playing very aggressively, and I think that's good. They just got to make their baskets count a little more often and be a little more successful on defense.
Kennan, top of the key, left of the key, Freeman. Freeman looking. Now Bruce Rogers on D'Angelo, and he cuts, and he's just a school. They're all schooled out there, four or five of their seniors back from last year. Valente, the junior, and almost a steal by Rogers, but picked up, and there's D'Angelo, a three ball. Good again.
Dave, what they're doing is the first half D'Angelo was handling the ball. Now he's playing off the ball, and they're working the ball to him. That's why he's scoring.
23-point lead. D'Angelo, 14-13 in the quarter, and off Howard and out of bounds. So D'Angelo in this quarter, I have him for, let's say, 13 points. Devontae Morris back into the game for Chester Charter, School for the Arts, replacing Timmy Evans. 23-point lead. Sun Valley coming back. It's Freeman, Valente, and D'Angelo, Kennan, Stone. And a push foul is called on Stovall. 5'10" junior Salim Butler is going to get some time off the bench for Chester Charter. It'll be Kennan to inbound the ball. Baseline. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Way into the backcourt to D'Angelo. D'Angelo across the timeline. Remember, you're not playing at Chester Charter, single-A school, not playing any chopped liver here today also. Fourth-ranked team in the state. D'Angelo now to Kennan, right side. Give and go. Ooh. D'Angelo off his hands. And he has a 23-point lead, Sun Valley. D'Angelo, and he is livid he could not make that catch.
He had a layup right in his hands.
That's what he's livid about. Executed well and couldn't hold on to it.
All right, Salim into the game for Chester Charter. Getting some experience here. Down low again, Morris, and he is fouled. Personal.
10.
Stone. Lance first. Here comes Jankopoulos. Nick Jankopoulos, 6'6", ninth grader for Sun Valley. He has 2 points so far, and also Billy Fisher into the game. Top of the key, Butler. Salim to the near side. 45-22 Sun Valley. Baez thought about that three. Left side spins into the lane off the glass. No, but a foul. Two shots for Damir Baez.
Foul 24, Isaac Kennan.
It's on Kennan. Number two on Isaac, and two shots for the junior. And he's a battler. Damir Baez, 6 foot two. Here's a free throw. Rattles at home.
Low arc right to the back of the basket.
Damir again. Sun Valley coming into the contest 7-0. Good Saturday afternoon. We're with you in the junior varsity game. Chester Charter wins it over Sun Valley 52-43. Next foul shot good. 45-24, 21-point lead. Your Sun Valley, it's just manage the ball. Look for the good shots here. And there's a steal. Fisher throws it away. Actually, good job by the 6'9 Tyler Howard. Butler back in. There's going to be a travel on Salim Butler. Now, Salim hasn't gotten into too many games this year, and he's a good young talent and just getting the feel for the varsity right
now. So easy to travel if your brain's engaged before your feet or after.
2 minutes to go, yep. Third quarter. D'Angelo back. Isaac Kennan. Kennan, right block. Freeman.
Good
Marvin,
defense.
I tell you, that is really good defense on Marvin. And pass to Nikki G.
Giannakopoulos,
baby, with the pull-up jumper.
Like that kid. He's going to be good.
They lose four starters, Sun Valley, but they got a lot of kids coming up. As Coach Maloney building this program, and he knows what he has to do, 5A level. Baez left of the key for Chester Charter. Butler foul line jumper now. Good, and there's a nice job there by Salim Butler. Gives him some confidence for Chester Charter. 21-point lead, Sun Valley, though. 1:15 to go. Third quarter, D'Angelo penetrates, forces it. Good at a foul. Just body control. Unbelievable. 15 in the quarter, 19 for the game. And that's a learning lesson for Tyler Howard, too.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
And you're not going to play many play at any level better players than Vinny D'Angelo.
Well, yeah, he certainly – D'Angelo's giving up a lot of height and a lot of weight, but – controls his body better. And
Dave, don't
exactly
you think that D'Angelo
do.
Could go to a really big-time school?
Well, I think I know some Ivy League schools were sniffing around, but nothing official
I
yet.
I don't mean Ivy League. I mean big-time. Big-time stuff.
I don't know. It's tough out there, man. It's interesting what they look at. Maybe if he was 6'4", 6'5".
I was going to say, if he had another 2 or 3 inches, I think maybe a big-time
but
school.
But somebody, there's a gem out there. And obviously, he's got great grades.
Yeah.
So it's a 50-26 lead. 24 points. Butler down low. Howard loses the ball. D'Angelo ahead of the pack. Will he try to dunk it or just lay it in?
Oh.
Misses the dunk. That's when you want to just lay it in. Does Isaac Kennan. Back to the basket. Floater. No good. Offensive. Oh, I thought it was an offensive rebound. There's D'Angelo again. Freeman to Nicky G's got some good hands there, the 6'6 freshman. Short shot. No good. And now it's getting a little street ballish out there.
Yeah, I was going to say a little wild out
there.
Which is
fun to watch, but now we're back to the half court set. Right. Chester Charter coming back 33 seconds ago, down by 24 here in the third quarter. Bad pass, Butler. And it's stolen back by Sun Valley again. Here's Freeman lay it up and in from Kennan. 10 points for Freeman. 26 point lead, Sun Valley over Chester Charter School for the Arts. Butler coming back. 10 seconds to go. Butler to Shields down low. Another weak pass, but picking it up now. Rogers has it, and they're really out of sync. Chester Charter School for the Arts missing the shot, and that's going to be it. After three quarters of play, it is Sun Valley, the fourth-ranked team in the state at the 5A level, 52. Chester Charter School for the Arts, 26 on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Big, big third quarter for Sun Valley and their 6'2" senior Vinny D'Angelo. He had 2 3-pointers in the third quarter, total of 6 right there. 3 regular 2-pointers, 12. three foul shots, 15 in the third quarter alone, 19 for the game for Vinny D'Angelo. And at Sun Valley, 52. Chester Charter School for the Arts, 26.
And the charter school had five turnovers for a total of 11. So between the turnovers for Chester and the shooting of D'Angelo, you got your score.
So what Chester Charter wants to do here, try to win this fourth quarter. Young squad, you got a sophomore right there, another sophomore in the backcourt, junior. Timmy Evans is a sophomore. Sun Valley still, they have some younger kids. They got the freshman into the game, and he is 6 foot six and growing. No, but a foul. Baez goes to the line. He'll be shooting two. I am very impressed with Sun Valley Vanguard, 6 foot six freshman, Nick Jankopoulos, and colleges better start checking him out right now.
He could grow another 4 inches too, Dave.
That's a scary thing with that kid. Two big young big men out there. The junior for Chester is 6'9" Howard.
His parents just started a GoFundMe page to feed him.
Free throw good. Damir Baez has five in the game. He'll get another. 6'2" junior. Then Chester Charter playing without their top scorer, one of the team leaders, Jamai Evans, will be back. Injured shoulder. Two free throws by Baez. 52-28, Sun Valley by 24. D'Angelo, who's a senior, penetrates by his man to Jankopoulos, lays it up and in. This kid, this might be his breakout game right here.
Yep.
And he lays it up in foul.
He has great hands, Dave. He controls the ball. You know, sometimes guys that are that size in ninth grade are just gawky. This kid is coordinated.
We saw a breakout game, Mike, in 2016, the District 1 championship, Plymouth White Marsh and Chester. Get to that in a moment. A ninth grader for Plymouth White Marsh. Free throw good by Jankopoulos.
That's his 3-point.
Yes. Who has a total of 7 in the game. 27-point lead for Sun Valley under Steve Maloney.
Hey, why don't we try to interview him at the end of this one?
Yes, we'll get him. Stovall, top of the key to Shields. Long three ball. Whoa. Back of the rim, high in the air. Kennan, the rebound. He can get up, the senior. Nick Jankopoulos. Wow.
Yeah, we'll be his first interview.
For Steve?
For Nick.
Oh, you want to get Nick on?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, yeah. Be great.
Going to send our interview hound out after Andrew Kaufman.
Foul line, D'Angelo. Top of the key, right side. Fisher can shoot, they tell me. Misses that one. And the rebound to Chester Charter School for the Arts.
Ooh.
Another bad pass. They throw it away. You just can't do that against a grizzled veteran team like Sun Valley. Far side, Freeman. Three ball is short. Baez the rebound. Baez flying back. Going to try to take it all the way to the rack. Up, around, no good. D'Angelo, another rebound. Triple teamed in the backcourt. Gets out of it. Freeman, right wing. Freeman out to D'Angelo. Thought about the three, held up. He's a team player. And there's Kennan wide open. Bang! Kennan with he's got 18, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 three balls I have for Sun Valley in this game. Here's a long three by Stovall. It actually hits the back of the rim. Baez tries to save him from going out of bounds. Chester Charter down by 30, and they better hustle back on defense. It's 5:37 to go in the ball game, and Sun Valley is that close to making it 8 up. 8 wins without a loss this season. Turnaround jumper, D'Angelo. He feels it right now. Just a sweet, solid shot by D'Angelo.
This ball doesn't even ever hit the rim, Dave. It's always right through the net.
Chester's going to bring in a couple of young men off the bench here in a moment. Here's Baez for 3. Got it. Damir Baez, 6'2" junior, 5 in the quarter, 60-31, 29-point lead Sun Valley. Chester Charter shouldn't feel so bad. They've done this. They've beaten a lot of teams this year, Sun Valley. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. I was going to tell you real quick here. We did a breakout game, Mike, if you remember, the 2016. It was Chester Plymouth White Marsh, the district won championship, and we're on the pregame show. we're looking at the roster, and Plymouth White Marsh has a 7-1 freshman, and he didn't play much that year. But their starting center got in foul trouble against Chester in that game. Naheem McLeod is his name, and he held his own, scored a couple of points.
Right.
He did a good job with Maurice Henry from Chester, who was 6'9". He is a senior now for Plymouth White Marsh. He committed last week to Florida State University.
Really?
So there you go. Naheem McLeod.
How tall is he now?
He's about 7'4 now.
Oh my goodness.
7'4.
7'4.
For Plymouth. Naheem McLeod. So he's going to Florida State. So, Mike, you just never know. I remember specifically you said, oh my God, 7 foot. 7 foot freshman. So we're back to the action now. Into the game for Chester Charter School for the Arts, number one, Cabri Daniels. He's a 5'11". He's the only other senior on the Chester Charter roster. Then number 34, Jaquan Fisher. Into the backcourt, checking into the game. This is Jared Owens, a 5'8 sophomore for Sun Valley.
Yeah, Jared had a great JV game earlier today.
Yeah. Now, this is the future for Sun Valley basketball right here. You got number 23, Owens, who's a sophomore. Number 33, that's Laser. He's a sophomore. Ball out of bounds. 32 is Tyler McLaughlin. He's a sophomore. And Giancopoulos is a freshman. Believe I have them all out there. And also Jake Steinmetz, a 6'3 sophomore, into the game. Jake is number 12. There's your future right there. Jumper from the right side with the left hand, no good. Offensive rebound, Chester Charter, and a foul. 14 foul, Sun Valley. 4:09 to go, fourth quarter. And a 29-point lead for the Vanguards. So this is your future right here for Sun Valley Vanguard basketball. Valente does come back. Jumper from the right side. Bang for Chester Charters. Number one, Cabri Daniels. 60-34 is the score. Timmy Evans, freshman, sophomore for Chester. Number 34 out there. For Chester, there we go. Yeah, Jaquan Fisher. He's a sophomore. Daniel's a senior. Then back comes number 23, Jared Owens, sophomore. Ooh. Here's a steal to Shields. He's only a sophomore ahead of the pack.
Nice.
And he lays it up and in. Sean grew 3 inches over the offseason. 60-36. Owens coming back, sophomore against senior right here. Almost a steal. This is good experience for these kids here for Sun Valley. They need to play, and this is a great opportunity. Far side, Steinmetz, and a timeout called by Steve Maloney and the Vanguards. 3:29 to go in the fourth quarter at Sun Valley 60 and Chester Charter 36. Boys basketball. Never sounded so good at DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
3.5 to go in the fourth quarter, and Sun Valley with their second unit in there. And four sophomores for the Vanguards and the big freshman, Giancopoulos, leading it 60-36. Lasers is Kenny Laser, 5'10 sophomore, 23, 5'8 sophomore, Jared Owens, top of the key. And let's see who wins the last 3 minutes of this game. Driving hard to the basket, lay it up and in by Nick Giancopoulos. Assisted Jared Owens. 5 in the quarter, 9 for the game. Giancopoulos blocks the shot. Chester Charter retrieves the block. DeShields, top of the key. And getting it to number one, Cabri Daniels. That's a weak pass on the near side, but out of bounds. Stolen by Tyler McLaughlin, 6 foot sophomore by Sun Valley, but he was on the baseline. 26-point lead Vanguards. To Shields for three. High arcing shot, way off. Rebound, Giancopoulos. To the point guard, Jared Owens. Owens across the timeline. Owens looking down low left block. Jan Kopolis out to Owens. Three ball is up. Three ball is good. By the 5'8 sophomore. I'll have to share this broadcast with the Sun Valley. It might be their first points as varsity. You never know. But they've had a couple big time.
They've had a lot of games. They've played seven. So, ooh.
Close. A lot of. We're close. Shot three ball. No good from the right side. Getting it into Laser. 65-36. Sun Valley by 29. 2 minutes to go. Owens. Stutter step, and then he loses the ball. Good defense there by Chester's Cabri Daniels sticking with it. That's what Coach Dodge wants to do here, just get these younger guys experience playing. Never give up. Value every possession. This is Butler to Daniels near side. Butler, top of the key. Still playing in that zone defense, too. Butler. Looks to penetrate. Floater, back of the rim, no good. Timmy Evans battles for that rebound and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Sun Valley.
Remains Chester Charter ball.
Knocked out by 6'3" sophomore. You know these kids are going to get bigger too. Jake Steinmetz. Evans between the circles now to Daniels. Three ball from the left wing corner, no good. Going to the basket. Good pass underneath. Actually, it was on the foul on the floor, I believe they're going to call it, or two shots. Two shots for Chester Charters. Number four, Salim Butler, the junior, has 2 points. Coach Maloney teaching the younger kids over there what they need to do to improve their games. Free throw good by Butler. Salim has 3. Up high, bounces wide to the left. Steinmetz, the rebound, number 32. Check that, Tyler McLaughlin with that rebound. To Jared Owens. Owens, a crafty little guard. Not a good pass right there. And taken back and a foul is coming up the court for the Sabres. Sophomore Jaquan Fisher. First on Owens, team foul number 6. So 6 team fouls on each squad. We're down to a mid-15 to go to the game. Chester Charter trailing Sun Valley, 65-37. Timmy Evans penetrates, and he is fouled. It's a hold in the play. Timmy going against the freshman, Jan Kopolis, and also Steinmetz.
12, Jacob Steinmetz is first.
Caught on Steinmetz, 6'3", 10th grader. At the line.
Timmy Evans, 1-1.
For Timmy Evans, he's a 6'2 and growing sophomore for Chester Charter. Front end is no good. DeShields battles for the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on Chester Charter. Jaquan Fisher, 1-1 situation now. Junior varsity game was won by Chester Charter School for the Arts, 52-43. Coach Maloney in his fifth year for Sun Valley. 44-56, but before him, an 11-year period, the program was 32 wins and 167 from 2015 to 2016. There's a miss and then an offensive rebound and off the glass for two by 6 foot sophomore Tyler McLaughlin for the Vanguards. It's a 30-point lead. DeShields out high. To Daniels, DeShields left of the key, into the paint, turnaround jumper around, no good. Timmy Evans follows and scores. Timmy Evans, good job right there for the sophomore. To Jared Owens. And I believe Sun Valley will hear Coach Maloney in the program showing some class. Just run out the clock. 23 seconds ago, Sun Valley will improve to 8-0. Chester Charter, single-A school, second-year program, falling to 5-3 against a very tough schedule, and it gets tougher and tougher as the year goes on. And Sun Valley also will pick it up. They got a big game with St. Joe's Prep coming up, by the way, at the Jeremy Treatment Tournament next week. And that's going to be your final score, Sun Valley, 67. And the Chester Charter School for the Arts, 39. We're going to try to get an interview right here. Andrew Kaufman.
We'll go for a quick break and then come back to the interview.
Yeah, quick break. 67-39 Sun Valley over Chester Charter on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sun Valley beats Chester Charter School for the Arts 67-39 here in Aston. Boys basketball, Sun Valley again 8-0, Chester Charter 5-3. Our special guest after the game, probably his first radio/internet interview, 6'6" freshman for Sun Valley, future of the program here, and looking good right now, Nick Giannakopoulos. Hope we're pronouncing that correctly. And Nick, great job here tonight. Here's Andrew, take it away.
You had 8 points tonight. Would that help you guys, lead you guys to a win? What are your thoughts on the game tonight?
It was a good game. We're ready for them, 8-0, and we're having a good season right now, keeping it up.
Yeah. You, any questions?
Yeah, Nick, tell me about your growth. Which programs did you come into? You had to play for some very good youth programs to get where you are right now, only a freshman.
Yeah, I played a lot of AAU, and I played for the middle school, and didn't do really good down there. But when I came up here, I got a lot of work with Coach Maloney.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot better.
And he's intense, Coach Maloney, as you know. So it's like, you know, Sun Valley struggled for years and years, but last year, winning record, went to the state tournament, and you were a younger kid observing this. And you have guys, you lose four of your five starters after this year. However, you're the future right there. And I know guys like Kennan and, of course, Lance Stone and D'Angelo and even Don Valente, only junior, are showing you the ropes right here. Marvin Freeman.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the – what's your feel for high school basketball now? What's the difference?
It's a lot more intense.
Yeah.
Like, really,
well, that's just the
a
coach.
Lot more important. Yeah. Harder.
A little faster.
Yeah.
Up against kids that are your size, too.
Yeah.
All right, how do you official? Is it Giannakopoulos?
Giannakopoulos.
Giannakopoulos. We're going to have to mention that name a lot. Hopefully we'll get
you. We nicknamed you.
Nicky G.
Nicky G. That was
G.
easier.
I don't know. Did they call you G at school? Or just
Nick G.
Nick G. Anyway,
okay.
So great job. And you guys have, you know, St. Joe's Prep coming up. That'll be a great experience for you. You got the, from the Catholic League. You've really upped the schedule this year. Andrew?
Thank you for your time. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. So, again, your final score is 67-39. Pete?
Yeah, again, that interview was great. Nick is just... He's just a great kid, and he's going to really be a good guy for three more years. Basically, the rebounds, we can go 22 total rebounds for Sun Valley, 27 for Chester. Even though they out-rebound them, the big difference is the shooting ability of Sun Valley. They're outside shooting when D'Angelo was in there. And the second half, like I said, the D'Angelo in the first half was dishing the ball, and the second half he was playing off the ball, yep. So they were feeding him the ball in his favorite spots, and that's why he just started racking up the points. And this game was over then.
Now you want to do a quick recap on points, or what are we going to do?
Yeah, do you want to go with it here, Andrew? Because
for Sun Valley, leading scorer, we had Vinny D'Angelo at 22, was 2 of 6 from beyond. Isaac Kennan was 4 of 7 from beyond for 18 points. Nick Giannakopoulos, who we were able to interview, had 9 points, was 4 of 4 inside, and made one of his two free throws. For Chester Charter School, Devon Stovall led the way. With Demir Baez, both had 9 points. Stovall was 3 of 6 from beyond.
And Chester Charter?
That was Chester Charter. Oh, Devon Stovall and Demir Baez.
Okay. Chester Charter actually had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 kids in the scoring column. Again, without their top player, top scorer, hurt shoulder, Jamai Evans. But anyway, but Sun Valley, man, I'm telling you, they look pretty impressive here today.
This Sun Valley team will be playing in March. I can guarantee you that.
Yep.
All right, so that's it.
All right, well, we'll be back a week from this Friday at Garnet Valley.
It's that a week?
Yeah, well, it's a week from this Friday. Yeah. It's 2 weeks.
I think it's a couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah, a week from this. This is Saturday, so this coming Friday, this Friday is a week.
Yeah.
And so it's from Dave's standpoint, 2 weeks we'll be back in Garden Valley.
So Sun Valley 8-0, fourth ranked in the state, 5A 67. Chester Charter School for the Arts 39 for Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer, and Peter Fulgenetti. I'm Dave Berman. You've been listening to DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.